The Vauxhall Gardens on the south bank of the River Thames were the most famous pleasure gardens in Georgian England. They attracted over 100,000 visitors a year and flourished from 1661 until 1859. The gardens were at their most splendid in the Georgian period. In this time, the proprietor, Jonathan Tyers, developed his vision of the gardens, offering outdoor entertainment, excellent music, art exhibitions, and refreshments. The gardens were such a success that they were imitated in Charleston in America and Dunedin in New Zealand. They are often mentioned in the literature of the day, especially in connection with romantic intrigue. There were many paths in the pleasure gardens, and it was a convenient place for couples to get lost. The gardens were very popular in the evenings, when Tyers had the gardens lit up with lanterns. There was an entrance fee, but the bulk of the profits came from the sale of expensive food and the best wines available in London. Visitors would promenade while listening to a program of instrumental and vocal music. Tyers installed a grand organ behind the orchestra, so one of the pieces always had to be an organ concerto. Handel's music was frequently performed in the gardens, and Tyers honoured him by having a sculpture of the great composer in the middle of the grove in the gardens. Handel sat for the sculptor Rubilac, the principal sculptor of the time. He is shown in a relaxed mood, in his house coat and slippers, plucking at a lyre with a plump cherub at his feet. The statue is now in Westminster Abbey. So here is one of the pieces that would have been played as the citizens of London strolled around the Vauxhall Gardens on summer evenings. The Allegro from Handel's Organ Concerto in D minor. It is performed here by the Academy of Ancient Music with Richard Eager.
Thank you.
listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.